All right, Ryan Villopoto. Hey, man, great ride tonight. Had to have been pretty satisfying, huh?
Yeah, it was good coming from 12th or whatever I was in. And
I don't think you were 12th, but...
I think I was 12th.
No, I heard you about 9.
Well, I have to look at the results, but I'm here in 12th.
Yeah, that's just your people that your fan club tells you 12th, but I think it was 9.
All right, well...
Anyways.
Yeah, and worked my way up and was able to put some pressure on Stewie and washed out and won.
What? Where do you think you were gaining on him? I after the whoops, you know, the outside 2-3 thing looked pretty good.
That was good. I don't know because I caught him and Dungey really quick. And then once I caught him, then we kind of slowed down and then me and Dungey went kind of back and forth. And
you were the only guy using that outside line, and you were making time up big time on those guys. And Dungey switched as soon as you got by him there, and then James switched. So you were kind of a trendsetter with that line.
I set trends for sure. I mean,
but any danger at the end of the race when Stu was catching you?
I seen him. He was coming.
Yeah. He was getting buck wild coming too.
He was. That's how he was catching me is he was buck wild. But no, I mean, I wasn't willing to really push it to the point where possibly crashing. Obviously seconds better than crashing. I don't think he got close enough to do anything, obviously.
Yeah. At any point in the race, were you like, oh, shit, this is over, I blew it? I mean, or is it just sort of a calm about it?
No, I wasn't really nervous of him coming up. No, I was already, just kind of looking at the laps, counting down.
No, I meant early in the race when you were way back. Were you like, oh, I blew it?
I actually wasn't. But Ivan landed on a guy. Mm-hmm. Old Reedy came in over the tough blocks and went down right in front of me. I had to go through those two guys. And then I kind of rode like a little bit of a girl the first couple laps and got passed by Ryan and Trey. Mm-hmm. And then figured I better turn it up here sooner or later if I want to stay up front.
Right. Do you feel like you got him covered in speed? Or is it sort of one of those deals?
I wouldn't say he's covered, or I got him covered. But I got the speed to race with him for sure.
Right. Which, I mean, is a change from past years, so you must be pretty pumped on that.
Yeah, no, I'm happy where I'm sitting right now, and we'll just go from there and get some more points.
Whoops giving you trouble at all?
Didn't you see me?
I did see you.
I was pretty good, I think.
You're right. They didn't give you any trouble.
What about Wesley? How was he in the whoops?
He wasn't very good. He didn't have a good night tonight, but his vision probably was excellent.
What place?
17th. Do you still really take joy in that? Do you really take joy in
only
that?
Only because of you. I mean, I don't care what. I mean, really, this is only for Mathis's sake.
Right, okay.
Mike, sorry.
Because I talk about his goggles and his vision.
Oh, yeah, you just blow him.
Right. Kennard's riding pretty good. Impressed with him?
Nah, I mean, he can. Oh, you went down pretty hard, too.
What's that?
He went down pretty hard, too.
Yeah, he did.
No, I mean, he can turn it. He can turn it. Turn it up, for sure.
Anything borderline dirty or anything? Anybody get nasty out there?
I think it's pretty clean right now, but it's getting cold out here.
Oh, the weather, yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right, hey, congratulations. Great win.
Thanks, Mathis.
I think I was slightly more impressed with you tonight than Kennard. Like, only slightly, but I think you win the rider of the night.
Just slightly?
Well, because he went down so hard in LCQ and all that.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah.